Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941. Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Not going to lie, I want to dive into your salad, Laura.
Is that what you're calling it now?
Yep, that's what I'm calling it. Hmm. That's what the kids are calling it.
Almost done. I only have one little piece of turkey left and one little piece of Dave's killer.
She put some French dressing on it, and I haven't had French dressing in decades. I just like the smell of it.
It's the honey French from Ken's.
Yeah, Ken's is what I get. I'm a Ken's guy and a Paul Newman guy. Paul Newman's a lime vinaigrette.
Oh,
I know
Paul
this
Newman.
Is Paul Newman's
Newman.
Lime vinaigrette is a kick-ass salad dressing. Ken's Thousand Island. You know what I don't do for salad dressing? Weirdly enough, ranch.
I'm not.
I don't mind ranch.
Okay. Ranch
like French.
No, I'm not.
That's Parker's
I'm not,
favorite. He likes
it's
the ranch.
It's not that I don't like it. I did it enough. You know what I mean?
You're
now,
ranched out.
Well, now ranch comes with everything.
Ranched out.
Man. Yeah, I'm ranched
yeah,
out.
Yeah, you're right.
You know? Ranch is like kids put it on pizza. Anyway, hi, everybody. Welcome to the Buzz 24/7. God, it's good to see you. Good to see you. That's all I'm saying. Can't see you, but it would be good. I just know that for a fact. Scott McMullen has been talking about how much he missed you the last 3 days.
Yes.
You know?
I have missed you.
Yeah, of course. It's crazy. Yeah. You know? Nothing exciting at all on the weekend, Scotty?
I did. I helped save a dog.
Well, that's the first time we're hearing about
yes.
this?
Yes. Your own dog or a different dog?
No, different dog. I was out shoveling, and the neighbor's dog got off leash, and it was not the owner of the dog. It was somebody that was, like, dog-sitting, and she put the leash back in her car and started her car, like, to hopefully get the dog's attention. He ran across our property, went to the neighbor's house, and then started to run into the road. She went after him, and it was a pretty good-sized dog. So I knew, like, there's no way that she's going to be able to carry that back. That's a heavy dog. Ran, shut off her car, grabbed the leash, shut all the doors in her car because it was raining, ran across the street, and helped her get it out of the neighbor's yard.
Who are you, and what did you
well,
do
you
with
know
Scott
what?
McMullen?
There was Greg. I'm big on minding my own damn business. I got a couple more feet. The driveway's done.
So
I think
Pat McMullen.
I think I'm going to die.
Yeah.
And I see everything going on, and I go, there's no way I cannot get involved in this. Because at first I thought the dog was running to me. Of course, the woman's yelling on her phone, and I thought she was talking to me. I need you to watch my car now. But she, so I went over towards her car.
Yeah,
she
no,
goes,
screw you!
Oh my God, right. oh my God. She goes, I'm not talking to you. And my husband, I told him to get over here. We live a few blocks over. So, but yes.
How often does he do this? You know what I'm talking about? How often does he do this?
Do what?
Sit silent for an entire show. And then tell us in
silent?
A 24/7.
You know, well, but you yeah. asked, and to be honest with you, it I almost brought it up, but at the same time,
this is a big deal. You saved a dog. You did something nice.
She more or less saved the dog. But
you
I
stiff
went,
armed
but,
your own dog for weeks because it took a shit on your mm-hmm. couch.
Yep. You're right.
Saved
you're
another right. dog. I'm yep. so proud of you.
Yep.
Amazing.
No, I just you know what? Listen, I am not a big animal fan. But I do not want to see
of course
anything
don't.
Get hurt.
You're human.
And that thing was running around in traffic. I don't want to see. I think it's because we're gonna get personal here. I was married to somebody that was such a huge animal fan mm-hmm. that it got to be too much for me. So I just kind of, at this point in my life, I'm good. I don't personally want the responsibility, but I married somebody and we have a dog. And you know what? I take Diego out and now he gets his treats.
Yeah.
Of course, he goes out a little bit more. But I did not want to see anything happen to that
dog. Of course
dog.
You didn't. But the fact that you went out and not only did you do it,
helping
you did
dog.
It in the friggin' rain.
Good for you, buddy.
Nobody yeah. likes doing that shit in the rain. I'll save a dog when it's a nice day.
You know what? And I'll be honest with you. I think I needed a break from the shoveling because I was starting to, you know.
Well, that's very nice yeah. of you, dude. Yeah. yeah. I'm proud of you that you show this side of you like getting involved. That's not Scotty.
Well, when the dog ran across the yard at first, I was like, "Is she excited to run, or is she taking me out?
Yeah, right. Yeah. See, the thing is, Laura, you grew up in Barrington on Route 202, busy road. So in Barrington, property lines are usually done with claymores and barbed wire, and you keep to yourself. And they got big signs that say "Keep out, no trespassing." They got 8-foot-tall fences. They got buried buses in their backyard.
The older gentleman that lived next door to us made it clear: if your dog comes over here, I'm going to shoot it.
Yeah,
and that's what he said. Yeah. And a majority of the dogs.
So friendly.
I hate to say that a majority of the dogs, if you lived on a busy road like that and they weren't leashed all the time, and you think I hit by cars.
Yeah, right. But that's the rural way sometimes. Yep. You know, it's not always that, hey, whatever you need, I'm your neighbor,
Kelly. It disappoints me because you think in a lot of smaller towns like that.
You need more help, more assistance.
Yeah, we grew up in Hooksett, not a very big town. And guess what? Everybody, you knew who your neighbors were.
Some people, though, further out you get, want privacy.
This is what the thing is. If it's an emergency, I will help out, and I have helped out. I just don't want to get together on a Thursday night and sit on the back deck and drink beers. That's not my thing. But you know, if there's an emergency, somebody needs something, absolutely. Dealt with the down power lines one time that were in the road and stopping traffic and helping with the dog. I don't mind that. I just don't.
He doesn't want a friend.
I want to go out and do what I have to outside. I don't want to sit and talk for 9 hours about how the taxes in town have gone up.
You'll probably get some sort of bill. There will be an expectation.
I
can't imagine not being friends with all my neighbors.
Now, wait a minute. I am friendly. And my neighbor has said
it's
to
not
me.
The same.
And my neighbor has said to me, the one that I kind of had a little talk with, saying, hey, listen, we're
because
not very
you got so, invited over because, to their and, house and then you didn't go.
He went
go.
Away on vacation and I said, absolutely. And I said, do you need me to check the mail? Are you expecting any packages? I'm cool with it. Fantastic. I just don't want, when I come home from work.
Let me see if I understand. You only want to do things for the neighbors while they're away.
No. I want to help out. I want to help out.
Yeah.
I don't want to hang out.
I
don't want to come home from work. And I'm not saying, you know, I want to go home and play my drums. I don't want somebody meeting me at the door and going, oh, my God. So, I don't want that. I don't want that.
So I have keys to my neighbors. And what I've been doing is, you know, they have a dog. And when they're at work, I'll go over to their house and take their dog, just bring her over to my house. And so Otis has a play date. And I'll bring her home when I'm in.
It doesn't surprise me with you and Jeff.
I'm not giving my keys to anybody.
Yeah.
I don't do that. Yeah. I get why you do it. I'm not doing it.
Don't make that face.
Okay. The people that have keys to my house. Okay, my parents.
It's a list of 20 of them.
Oh, wait. Okay, so my parents have a key to the house. Jeff's mom has a key to the house. My brother and sister-in-law have a key to the house. They're not close and right there. If there's a situation where my neighbor does have a key because they need to, and I have a key to their house, same thing. I've had like their mother-in-law be like, I forgot my keys and I have to get in their house. Oh, she texts me, Laura, I know you have a key. Can you come let me into their house? Yes, of course. So it's nice to have somebody right there.
You have great neighbors.
That
good
has
for
a
you.
Key.
Good for you.
No, I just, you look at us weird that not everybody's into that. No, absolutely not. I don't want my neighbor's keys, and I don't want my neighbors having my keys.
I have the ability to unlock the doors wherever I am, so I can let somebody in. You know what I mean? That's why. Yeah, but I mean, I get it. I get it. You know, that's a crazy kind of thing. My dad, I don't want anybody to know my business.
And wasn't there a situation not too long ago?
Yeah. And you know what? I ain't giving anybody my keys. I'm like, Dad, one of us should have keys. He goes, I don't have it. Nobody's getting keys. I'm like, You're serious. Aren't you the one who wasn't there a situation where I'm out in the woods and I'm about, 20 minutes away. I'm out in the woods and I get a phone call. There's a fire at mom and dad's house. Yeah, and I'm like, what? There's a fire at mom and dad's house. So I grab my stuff. I'm headed out of the woods, and I'm like, are they okay? They're not home.
So there's nobody to get in.
Nobody could get in. So when I finally get there, 20 minutes later, fucking fire trucks. You know, the whole thing. Pot of chicken on the stove that the water boiled off of, and the chicken started to burn. You know, so it wasn't like a fire, but there was smoke. Nobody could get in the house. So afterwards, I'm like, how about a key? You don't need a key to my house.
Still, he was saying that?
Yeah, I think he gave one to my sister, I think. But it was like, I like getting people to understand is just absolute. My dad is, you know, he's a one of a kind.
Hey, Laura was right. We gave the kids keys, but we had to talk with them.
Yeah.
Don't you be swinging that door open on a Friday night. You don't know what's going on in here.
Oh, swinging that door open. I didn't tell you. I didn't tell you. I forgot all about it until you said that. What happened last week in Philadelphia?
On the during the game?
Yeah, during the game. So I, in between quarters, I go to the bathroom, the men's room. Mm-hmm. And this guy sits, comes up, and he's alongside me in the urinal. Right, and his kid is in the bathroom with him. He's like, stay right here, like a 3, 4, 5, maybe 4. And he's like, stay right here, buddy. And the kid's kind of excited, and he's not listening. And I said, I think you got a runner, you know, to the guy. And he goes, his brother and sister are right outside. He's fine. I said, okay. He goes, thanks for the help, though. Guy was cool. And so I get done my business. The kid's still running around the bathroom. The dude is still doing what he's doing, and I turn to leave. The kid goes to go out the door, and some dude kicks the door open.
No, he got hit.
Boom! Right in the head. He goes flying back, and I'm like, holy shit. Like, and this little kid, he got rocked. He got
usually in the bathrooms in the arenas, it's in one way, out the other. That was not the case.
No, it was not the case. It was in the lounge. In like the kid ate it in the face. God, to tell you. And I sat there and I'm like going, holy shit.
Did you pick up the kid?
The kid got up. He got up quick, bleeding. His face was bleeding. His mouth and nose. And the dad comes over and I'm like going, ooh, this is going to get nasty. The guy that kicked the door open was probably like 56, 7 years old. Like, it wasn't a punk kid.
Was he immediately apologetic?
Not enough for my liking. Not enough. He was kind of like, you know, he was kind of like, oh. And I'm thinking, like, if I'm that dad.
I'm so sorry. That's
yeah, and he yeah. wasn't saying that.
But at the same time.
No.
Yeah, but even if the kid was on his way out.
Kids doing kid things.
And wait. What if it was Greg who was walking to go leave?
That
would
have been me.
It would have been your face. Yeah, it doesn't matter that the kid was
but
by
the
door.
Here's the thing. Here's the difference. Here's what I learned. Never stand in front of a door like that. I always open it from the side.
Yeah.
I really do that. However, this kid got rocked so hard, he hit the wall and went down. And then got up and was like, you know,
Yeah.
Oh, God.
And you know what?
Kids that see blood.
As soon as he saw the blood.
I can't stand kids that cry like that.
Right.
Too.
Oh, criers.
I know.
You know what I said?
He was bleeding.
Up. I said, shut up, kid. That's what I said.
Yeah, but aren't there times that you say to your kids, hey, suck it up.
So I leaned over, and then the dad was there, and I'm like, oh, my God. And I'm thinking, this dad is going to roundhouse this guy. And I understand, but I'm in the middle of them. So I'm like, oh, if it goes down, I'm going to have to separate them. I'm ready to go, even though I'm on the dad's side. And the dad looks up, and he said, hey, man, you got to not do that.
Yeah.
That's a level of calm that I'm like, I don't possess.
And did the guy at that point say?
And the guy's like, I'm sorry. I'm really, really sorry. And I wanted to go, what's a dude your age doing kicking a freaking door in?
Now, why are you getting involved and throwing in your 2 cents?
Yeah, but
I would be like, first off, A, I'm sorry about the kid, and B, shut the fuck up, because I'm not talking to you, okay? Because I'll meet you outside, and I'll do that to you.
No, he you wanted me to shut up? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, why?
Yeah.
Greg doesn't have to.
Don't get involved.
You just saw a kid
you're right there.
Bleeding.
You have to.
From, wow.
Scotty,
yes.
did you hear me say I wanted to say?
I thought you did say that.
No, I said kidding. I wanted to say that. But the dad's reaction is what sets the table. That's what sets the table. He's dealing with it well, so I'm going to have to deal with it well. I'm not looking to get into it. But if the guy didn't care, I would have said, bro, what are you doing? You know, I mean, a grown man kicking the door in a
was he plastered?
Huh?
Was he drunk?
You know, he didn't.
No.
Not outwardly. Yeah. But I'm like, the guy picked up his son, and he's immediately putting the paper towels, cold paper towels, on the kid's mouth and nose, and he's bleeding, and he was calm as could be. And I'm like, the dude is zen. He wasn't angry at all.
Because he sobered up quick.
And I checked with him, and I checked with him when he came out because the other guy was still in the bathroom.
Plus, his kids are waiting outside.
Yeah, the kids are waiting outside. So he had a, he was kind of like straddling between, like, yeah. You know, he had to be out there. So
they went and got a popcorn box to put their brother in.
No. But I was like, he acted so cool. I was very impressed with that dude.
Yeah.
I was very impressed with that guy.
Oh.
Because, look, I'm not looking to start a fight, but I am going to be angry as a dad seeing your kid get punted across the room because you decided to be a cowboy and kick a f-ing door open. What are you laughing about? The kid got rocked. I cannot believe I forgot about this until today.
Kids, you know, they have a way of coming back.
Ask Joe. Ask Joe Graham. When the old guy came out of the bathroom, I told him the story, and I said, that's the guy. And he goes, and Joe's like, that guy? I'm like,
is he ready to fight?
Yeah, he was kind of like ready. I'm like, no. The dad handled it like a pro, 100% pro. And the kid was fine. You know what I mean? He had a little bloody lip and a bloody nose.
Was he a cute kid to start off with?
Was he okay? No,
like,
he was not.
Like,
he was not being a brat or anything. He was just being a kid, you know? And it was, I don't get it, how people lose their mind in an arena.
He's probably winning money off the game. He's on a high. He goes over, I'm going to kick this door open.
Right.
I'm winning some serious cash.
Right.
Whoa, I took out a kid.
It's like, boom.
Whoa. Well,
yeah. I don't know. It was just so weird. But I was caught between the two of them. Yeah. And I thought, if it's going to get nasty,
could have been a mini melee.
I'm going to be the pacemaker is what I was going to do. I was ready to be the peacemaker. But anyway, sorry, you said swinging the door open, and I totally went right back to last week. It's funny. I can't believe I forgot about it. So what were we talking about?
Well,
saving a dog.
Saved a dog.
Right.
Yes, and then
talked
about...
You saved a boy.
Yeah.
You saved a boy.
I didn't know. I didn't
you did.
Save anybody.
You did.
No, I did not
It sounded like you went in there and stopped
anybody.
The match.
I have saved lives before, just not then.
I think you do every morning.
Thank you very much.
Yep. I am
like Laura, though. I will get involved to help. I will get involved to help. And I think, I mean, as much as we kid Scotty, he would too. So would Kelly.
I think my self-esteem tank is a little low. So when you jump in and help somebody else, you
got to know what you're doing.
You got to know what you're doing. And sometimes it takes me a second or two, you know, like even with small problems. All right, let me get my head wrapped around this. But I mean, I probably, you know, would have, I don't know if I would have stepped in.
Would you?
Maybe counted the kid out, tried to raise his hand and then fell to the ground and go, he's out. He's out. Call,
ding, ding,
ring
call
the
it.
Bell. Ring the
call
bell.
It. Would you attempt CPR?
That's a good question, but I don't really, 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 it's been a long time since I've done anything like that.
I might wait a couple seconds to see if somebody else more knowledgeable is ready to step it up.
Well, the fact is, something is better than nothing.
Right. No,
so
I
cannot do it wrong, right?
Yeah.
You can go, you know, night fever or whatever, staying alive to the beat of that, right? But I've had to do it, and you have to do it way harder than I thought you had to do it. And it's very unnerving to realize that you're in a situation where you're doing that. It's very unnerving, and it can scare the shit out of you. Kelly,
I'm kind of.
I bet it would.
I think I'm kind of with Kelly on this. That I think I'm gonna get a lot of attention to try to get somebody who might know it. And
but if nobody's there,
you're there. You got to do it.
I might just quickly finish drying my hands off and get the fuck out of there.
No,
I didn't know.
You can't.
You have
you
to help.
You can't. You have to
first
help.
Up, first up. Don't tell me.
I know, Scotty, as a human. But here's the thing.
But isn't there a law saying, like...
It's a Good Samaritan law that covers you.
Yeah.
If you break a rib or something like that, or they die, you cannot get in trouble for trying to help.
I know. And you guys are totally right. And yes.
I think you would do it. I really do.
At the same time, what happens if what I did killed the person? And I have to...
You
oh,
can't
my God.
Get in trouble for trying to do the right thing.
I know.
Also, know that it is rare... that you save somebody. It's 1 in 5 when it comes to CPR. See? Look, the more you know.
That just totally happened.
That is. I don't know what that is. But yeah, so I'm glad you do that. I think in the heat of a moment you would be scared shitless, but I think you would do it. I do.
I don't know. Hope
you never have to.
Hope I never have
Everybody to. Hopes they never have to. You know,
because immediately I'm gonna regret that me and Andy broke that CPR doll. We were wrestling and we weren't paying attention.
Honestly, one of the most embarrassing moments of my career. doing a CPR training seminar.
Was it in the studio or out?
No, it was in a classroom.
We were actually at their
We were at a college
in Manchester.
And across the hall, while the class is taking it, all of a sudden you see a dummy fly across the room, and they're doing drop kicks and scissors, figure four leg locks on a dummy. And I walk in and look at him and Andy, and they've got the dummy pinned. And like they've done something really accomplishment. And Roadkill's got a leg up, and he's counting them like, you know, Andy's counting the bang, bang, bang. And I'm, guys...
We broke the doll.
That's a $10,000 dummy.
We broke the doll and we had to run some spots, I guess. For everything to be cool.
That's him. The moment he had to learn about how to save a life, he cared about a Texas death match.
And you know what we always learn? We learn from our past.
Yes.
And I could tell you right now, I would pay attention.
Okay.
I can't go back and fix young Scott.
Well, you're trying to save. You're saving dogs now, so that's a step in the right direction.
I would build a time machine, and I would go back and say, put the friggin' doll down and pay attention.
Well, that tone that you just heard was a reminder of our meeting, so we have to go. But all right, so interesting learning about Scotty saving things, and then the whole freaking door to... Retrospect, thinking about that kid, it's funny. But it wasn't at the time.
I know. But immediately, if you see out of the corner of your eye a kid flying,
boom!
And then this older gentleman coming in, like I said, who just won, you know, who knows how much money off a bet.
If I gave you a lineup, you would not be able to pick the guy that did it out.
Yeah.
So unlikely that it was like that guy, you know? Crazy. Anyway, enjoy the rest of the day, everybody. Thanks for hanging with us on Buzz 24/7. We will see you tomorrow.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.